Okay, eventually, once you define addiction and you find yourself in these stages and you've done some assessment and you've kind of been convinced, eventually the point's going to hopefully come when it's time to recover. How am I going to bounce back and live my life? How am I going to take control of my life again? How am I going to no longer be enslaved? And a lot of people don't understand what recovery is, and it's important that you do. Most people think, and this sort of makes sense, it's kind of logical, most people think that, so you had an alcohol addiction, then recovery would be not drinking alcohol. Now, some people think, well, I can just drink a little bit. No, you can't. If you're enslaved at one point in your life to a certain substance, going back is not an option. So recovery just isn't abstaining from, let's say, alcohol or cocaine or whatever else. There's a terminology. I'll use this terminology. A person who's addicted to alcohol who no longer drinks alcohol may not necessarily be recovered. They might be what's called a dry drunk. What does that mean? It means they still have the underlying emotional, psychological issues and the lack of ability to handle stress and the triggers in their life. They're just not drinking. I would call that miserable. An addictive situation is such that it's not just about abstaining, it's about dealing with the underlying issues that cause and alleviate the need to get high or to get drunk or to escape or to avoid pain. It's the underlying issues, the emotional issues, the hurt, the feeling, the resentment, the bitterness, the forgiveness, that all needs to take place to make someone whole again. Recovery from an addiction is just not abstaining, it's making oneself whole, and the underlying reasons for the addiction no longer exist. It's not just time, it's realizing that all those years spent in addiction stunted your emotional, social, intellectual, spiritual development. So it's almost like it got placed on hold, parenthetically dead and under and buried under an addiction. Now the substance is gone. Now let's deal with the undercarriage. Let's deal with the reasons why we got high. So now we learn how to confront, to forgive, to deal, to communicate, to love ourselves again, to forgive, to be forgiven, to serve other people. The triggers will still come, but we'll be able in a recovery to handle the situation. We're going to have to change our environments in recovery. You're going to have to change your playgrounds and your playmates. The very people that fostered that addiction in you and needed you to be addicted so they wouldn't stand out, we're going to have to make changes in a recovery. There's a mentality, a shift away from rationalization and excusing and lying and evading and avoiding. Recovery is dealing with all of that. It's something you're not going to do alone in recovery. It's not meant to be alone. People rarely by themselves become addicted, and almost never do they find full recovery on their own. We need other people. We need a mentor. We need a coach. We need a sponsor. We need a confidant. We need a counselor. We need a programmer for recovery. We need something to help us grow. And eventually, if we're fully going to recover and be whole again and no longer have a need to escape or get high, there's going to have to be, on some level, a spiritual component to it, because we ourselves have proven to ourselves in an addiction what we are capable of and what we're not capable of. And we need someone beyond ourselves to help us see that, accept that, deal with it, and become whole again. The process of recovery is just not abstaining. The process of recovery is growing as a human being into the man or the woman that you and I were called to be. Think about that.